Good evening and welcome to the Parsha Podcast, Parshas Vayera, the fourth Aliyah. Here we go. Vayomer elav hine nasasi fanecha v'gam ledavar hazeh. The Malach said to Lotz, I've answered your request favorably also to this. Levilti havchi esayir asher dibarta, that I will not turn over the destroy the city that you've asked. Maher himolit shama, quick, get out of here. Ki lo uchal asos dovar ad boacha shama, because I can't do anything until you get there. Rashi says again, telling us that one malach is the saving malach and one malach is the destroying malach. Al kain kar shem ha'ir tzoar, therefore the name of the city was Tzoar. Hashemesh yatsa al ha'aretz v'lot ba tzoara. The sun came out over the land, and Lot went to Tzoar. Vashem himtir al stone ve'al amora gofris va'esh mez Hashem mihashamayim. And Hashem rained down on stone gofris, see, brimstone and fire, mez Hashem, from Hashem, from the Shamayim. Rashi says that this particular language, all of a sudden talking about the sun, and then talking about how Hashem is raining down on stone, is to tell you that it was a time of day where the sun and moon were both visible, because some were worshipped the sun as Avodah Zarah, some worshipped the moon as an Avodah Zarah. Hashem was showing both of them up to both factions that they were both wrong, thinking they would be protected by the sun or the moon. Vayafoch es ha'arim ha'el es kol ha'kikar, and he turned over those cities, those four cities, and the entire valley, yes, kol yoshvi ha'arim v'tzemach ha'adama, and all of the inhabitants of the cities and all of the vegetation of the ground. Rashi says all four of the cities were on one big rock, one rock plate, and it was just totally flipped over. V'tabit ha'ishto me'acharav, and his wife looked behind him, v'tihi Tziv Melech, and she became a pillar of salt. Rashi says this is a midah keneged midah. She sinned with salt because her husband offered salt and she complained about it, and that was that her midah keneged midah, that Achnas Zorachem did not save her. V'yashkim Avram Baboker, and Avram woke up early in the morning. Ela ha-makom asher amad sham es p'nei Hashem, the place where he stood there and davened to Hashem. Vayashkef al pnei stom v'amora, and he looked out over the stom and amora, v'al kol pnei eretz hakikar, and the entire area of that valley, v'yar v'hine alav kitor ha'aretz kekitor ha'kivshan, and there was a plume of smoke rising like the smoke from an oven. V'ahi v'shaches elokim es are hakikar v'yizkor elokim es Avram, when Hashem is destroying the cities of this valley, Hashem remembered Avraham by Shalach es Lot mitocha hafecha, and he sent Lot out from amongst this entire upheaval. Bafoch es ha'arim asher yashav behen Lot, when all these cities that Lot dwelled in were turned over. What does it mean Hashem remembered then? Meaning that Hashem remembered that Lot knew the secret of Avram and Sarah really not brother and sister, or they are brother and sister, but they're not just brother and sister. They're also husband and wife, and he didn't tell. And Hashem said, in the merit of this, I will save Lot. Ve'yal Lot mitzoar, and Lot went up from Tzoar, v'yeshev bahar, and he dwelt in the mountains, u'shtei v'nosav imo, and his two daughters were with him, ki Yarel Hashemis b'Tzoar, and he was afraid to dwell in Tzoar. V'yeshev b'me'ara hu u'shtei b'nosav. He and his two daughters dwelled in this cave. V'tomer ha'bechira el ha'tzira avinu zakin. And the older one said to the younger one, look, our father is old. V'ish ein ba'aretz lavo aleinu k'derech kol ha'aretz. And there is no man left in the entire world to live with us in the way of the way of the world. They thought they were the only survivors, like the Mabul, and they said, our father's going to die. We don't know how long, much longer he has left. We better do this now. Come, let's make our father drink wine and then sleep with us. And then we'll be able to have children with our father, and we will give him life yet after life. Rashi says, where would they have wine? Apparently there was wine here from, there's a hashkacha that, in order that these two nations should come about. Rashi also comments that, why is it that it talks about the older one being with her father? But with regard to the younger one, the pasuk doesn't go into such detail. So Rashi says this is because that the younger one learned from the older one. This entire idea of this immorality came from the older one. The younger one would have not thought of such a thing, and she learned it from the younger one, the older one, and therefore we place the blame squarely on the older one's shoulders. But Hashkena esavi en yayin belayla hahu, and she caused him to drink wine that night. And the older one came and slept with her father. And he didn't know when she lied down, nor when she got up. Rashi says that he did know when she got up, but he did take precautions the next night, and therefore he is to blame. And the next day, the older one says to the younger one, "Hen shachavti emesh ima avi. I slept with my father yesterday. Nashkenu yain gam halayla. Let's also get him drunk tonight. Uvoi shechvi imo, and you will also sleep with him. Nechaya miavino zara, and we will cause our father's line to live. Vatashkena gam balayla hahu es avien." Yain v'takam hatsi'ir v'tishkav yimo v'lo yada b'shechva v'kuma. And the younger one also slept with him, and he didn't know when she lied down or when she got up. V'taharena shtei benos Lot mi'avihen. And the two daughters of Lot became pregnant from their father. V'telet ha'bechira ben v'tikrash mo Moav. And the older one gave birth to a boy and called his name Moav. Hu Avi Moav ad hayom. He is the father of Moav until this very day. Rashi says that the older one was not a modest individual, and therefore was unapologetic. Moav is Me'aba, comes from my father. Hatzi'ira gam hi yalda ben. And the younger one also had a son, v'tikrashmo ben ami, and she called him the son of my nation. Hu Avi b'nei Amun ad hayom hazeh. And they are the children of Amun until this day. Rashi also comments that Amon receives his reward, as the Jewish people are told not to touch Amon because of her modesty. Just saying a child of my people is much, much more tzanua than saying he comes from my father. V'yisa misham Avram arza ha-negev. And Avram left from this place. He wanted to get away from Lot and his sketchy reputation. Says Rashi, v'yeshev ben Kadesh u'ben Shur. And he was between Kadesh and Shur. V'yigar bigrar. And he lived in Grar. Vayomer, Avram el Sarah ishto achosihi. And Avram said regarding Sarah, again, she is my sister. Vayishlach Avimelech melech Grar vayikach es Sarah. And Avimelech went and sent for Sarah, and he took her. Rashi says this was an ongoing thing. They already had worked out this deal previously, as the Pesukim will later talk about as well. Vayavoet. Elokim el Avimelech b'chalom halayla, and Hashem came to Avimelech in a dream at night. Vayomer lo hincha meis al ha'isha asher lakachta v'hi bulas bal, the woman that you took, and she is a married lady. Avimelech lo karav eleha, and Avimelech did not come close to her. Rashi says there was a malach stopping him. Vayomar Hashem ha'goy gam tzadik tarog. Rashi says this means Hashem, if a nation is innocent, are you going to kill them all off like you did by the Mabul? You go around killing everybody? Similarly, you're going to try to kill me off. I didn't do anything. Halo hu amar li achosihi. He said to me that she is my sister. V'hi gam hi amra achihu. And she said, I am his sister. Betam levavi unikayon kapaya sisizos. with a purity of heart, or the innocence of heart and clean hands, I did this. Rashi adds, Gamhi, that she asked everybody, and they all said, oh no, she is his brother. I didn't think that I was doing the wrong thing. I did not intend to sin. Vayomer elav Elokim b'chalom, gam anochi yadati, ki b'sam levavecha asisa zos. Hashem appeared to him in a dream and said, I also know that you, with a purity of heart, did this. Rashi says, at least at the beginning, you didn't have clean hands, but definitely a purity of heart you didn't know. Ve'echshoch gam anochi oscha. And I prevented you, Rashi says, from doing this sin. Ma'achtoli alken lo nasaticha lingoa elea. Therefore, I didn't allow you to touch her. Viata hashev eshes ha'ish ki navihu. Return this wife of this man. He is a navi. V'yispalav be'adecha, and he'll daven for you. V'cheyet, he will daven for you, and you will live. V'im encha meshiv, and if you don't return, da ki mos tamus ata v'chol asher lach. You and all that is yours will die. Avram, Rashi says, will not hold a grudge, and he will daven for you. He knows that you didn't touch her, and you will, and he will daven for you. V'yashkem Avimelech ba'boker v'yikra l'chol avadav v'yidaber es kol hadvarim ha'ela be'oznehem. Avimelech got up in the morning, right away very early, called all of his servants, and he said everything that had happened, said it in their ears, be'oznehem, v'yiru ha'nashim me'od, and everybody was very scared. V'yikra Avimelech la'Avraham v'yomer lo, me'asisa lanu, u'me'chatasi lach. Avimelech called to Avram, and he said, what did I do? How did I sin to you? Ki hevesa alai v'amlam lachti chata gedola, that you brought upon me and my entire nation this great sin. Ma'asim asher lo yasu asisa imadi. Things that should not be done were done to me. Rashi says this is referring to the punishment that he got, that every orifice of his was stuffed up. Could not use the bathroom, his ears, his nose, everything was stuffed. Vayom Avimelech el Avram, ma ra'isa ki asisa es hadavar hazeh. Avimelech said to Avram, what did you see that you would do such a thing? Vayomer Avram ki amarti rak ein yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh v'arguni al dvar ishti. There is no yiras Elokim, there is no yiras Hashem in this place, and they would kill me over my wife. Rashi says because that he asked them, where can I get something to eat? And they said, is that your wife? He detected a willingness to kill for their wife. V'gam omnam achosi bas avihi. And also, just so you should know, she is my sister, the daughter of my father, ach lo bas imi, but not the daughter of my mother, batihili liisha, and she is married to me. Which Rashi says is mutter for a ben Noach, that your sister from your father is mutter if you are a ben Noach, as it were. Vahi kasher hisu osi elokimi beis avi, v'yomer la zech hasdech asher ta'asei madi. And as Hashem caused me to wander from my father's house, I said to her, please do me a favor. And every place that we go, Asher Navo Shamav Imri Achi Hu, say that he is my brother. Vekach Avimelech Tzonu Vakar Vavadim Roshvachos V'yiten La'Avram. Avimelech gave sheep and cattle and servants, and he gave them all to Avram. Vayeshev lo Sarah ishto, and he returned Sarah his wife. Vayomer Avimelech, hine arti lefanecha betov beinecha shev. Behold, my land is in front of you, wherever you want live. Sarah amar, and then he apologized to Sarah. Hine nasati elaf kesef laachich, I've given 1,000 pieces of silver to your brother. Hine hulach suseinayim, it is a covering for your eyes. Asher itach es kol nochas. Whether it's as a proof of reparation or that he gave her a veil to wear, symbolizing that she is a married woman, whichever one it was. Vayispal Avram el Halokim, and Avram Davin to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vayipar Elokim Mesavimelech Ves Ishto Vesamosav Vayelidu. And Hashem healed Avimelech, his wife, and his servants, and they gave birth. Ki atzer atzer Hashem be'ad kol rechem lebeis Avimelech al devar Sarah eshes Avram. Because Hashem had withheld from anyone giving birth in Avimelech's house because of Sarah, the wife of Avram. V'Hashem pakad Sarah kasher amar, and Hashem remembered Sarah like he said he would. V'yas Hashem l'Sarah kasher diber, and Hashem did for Sarah what he had promised. She says that this is that first Sarah gave birth, and then the house of Avimelech gave birth, because Avram davened for Avimelech for it to have children, and that's what Avram needed, so Avram was answered first. Rashi says, why does it say that Hashem did to Sarah what he amar, and then what he diber? Rashi says, amar means that she conceived, and diber means that she gave birth. Vatahar v'telet Sarah la'avram ben lizkunav, and Sarah conceived and gave birth to a child of Avram in his old age, l'moed asher dibreo so Elohim, in the time that Hashem said that they would have children. Midrash says that the Malachim wrote on the wall, made a sign, and said when the sun will come back to this exact spot, then you'll be having a child. Vayikra Avraham shem beno hanolad lo asher yaladah lo Sarah Yitzchak. And Avram called the son who Sarah gave birth to Yitzchak. Vayamol Avram es Yitzchak beno ben shmonas yamim kasher tzivahu Elokim. And Avram circumcised Yitzchak on the eighth day like Hashem commanded him.